tied up can be the key to relaxation. Bondage can be defined as limiting a person's movement by tying them up, binding them, or otherwise restraining them. It involves an active partner, or top, and a passive partner, or bottom. You definitely need trust to allow yourself to be vulnerable to another human being. Bondage works best in a loving and trusting relationship. Bondage can also build more trust. It's a different form of sex play, and let's face it, long-term relationships need to switch it up, maybe even with a switch, every once in a while. Some people like the adrenaline rush of the power or the struggle. Some people like sensory deprivation because it makes the other senses come alive. When you're starting out, you can always try starting with things around the house, like scarves, ties, and belts. When you're ready to up the ante, you can advance to things like blindfolds, handcuffs, and rope. If your partner has difficulty receiving pleasure, being tied up can be the key to relaxation. Begin bondage play, any kinky play actually, it's important to establish a safe word. A safe word lets the active partner know that it's time to stop the action because the passive partner needs a break. Plus, it's an effective way to practice communication, and good communication leads to better sex. Some people use the traffic light system where green means go, yellow means slow down, and red means stop. Some people use a word they rarely use in real life, like pineapple or butterscotch. Bad ideas for safe words include no and stop, because those are words you could still use in the heat of the moment and not mean what you're saying. When it comes to experimenting with being restricted, the passive partner needs to feel comfortable with the situation. You've established a safe word, that's a good first step. Now, if this is your first time being tied up, try paper streamers or bondage ribbon so that you can break free more easily. If being tied up isn't exactly your thing, try cuffs instead. Not the metal police type, those hurt, but leather, pleather, or fur can be fun. Rope takes time to learn to tie, unless it's adjustable bondage rope, which, like those other options, are simple and easy. Most cuffs have Velcro or buckles and feature D-rings so that you can easily tie them to other objects, like the bed frame. You can also check out under the bed restraints if you need a DIY tethering system. You have options when it comes to where you're tied to. Are your legs being tied together? Are they being tied to your wrists? Are you being tied to a bedpost or other handle? Wherever you choose to be tied, make sure you're in a position you can hang in for a while. is an activity that allows couples to build trust and experiment with fantasy and power. If your partner has difficulty receiving pleasure, being tied up can be the key to relaxation. Of course, you can also be gagged, but that's not very beginner, so let's talk about that another time.